from the outside. Other people's lives can look perfect, but have something to hide. Don't miss your true life's calling to be a detective in this real-life investigation on assassins, imposters, families who kill their own, and survivors, where we'll also discuss how violent crime causes a ripple effect of trauma and help the victims and their families find new ways to cope with stress left behind. This episode includes descriptions of emotional abuse, child sexual abuse, sexual and physical violence, sibling abuse, and murder. Larry's the son of a famous forensic psychiatrist who led a double life, notable for his roles on the John Gotti and O.J. Simpson defense teams, doctor to a royal princess. Welcome to this episode. Now let's get into it. Here's Larry.
I'm going to read to you the statement that my girlfriend wrote, one of two full long statements to a law firm my girlfriend made to them. I came home one day. She was so worried. She said to me, I got to tell you something, but I can't tell you unless we leave the city right now. Okay. We had talked about love that week, and I think that encouraged her to come out, and basically this saved my life. After we made this trip so that she could tell me what she had to tell me, I broke my foot. And whether that saved my life or not, I don't know, but I know I should have taken action. As soon as she showed this to the lawyer in the lawyer's office, he looked at it and he said, "Wow, this is serious. This is very serious." So I'm going to read to you. Now, when I read this to you, the papers I have are photocopies of her original statement, and each page has two halves to it. I may re-say the same thing over. If I say the same thing twice, apologize. Some of the pages are numbers, some aren't. So here it goes.
I'm Lisa Medaglia. I want to say very important things, secret things, but not anymore, because I'm very worried about Larry, especially at this time. We lost our baby. Some people talk to me when Larry not around. I don't know who's those people. Offer some help for me to leave Larry and say bad things about him. They let me choose. They offer me everything I want and everything I need. Especially after the baby died, suspicious people come to me and talk to me, following me wherever I go. And it is very disturbing, scary, and freaking me out. So worried about me and Larry now. These people bothering me too much, especially to Larry. When we are in Holiday's hotel, when Larry is gone somewhere, while in the lobby waiting, I've seen gray SUV car with some people inside it. One lady come out and talk to me. She asked me if I'm okay. I said, "Yeah, I just waiting my boyfriend, Larry." She started asking me things. spending money, they will support me. She said, and they told me, to if I came with them, I need to say something about Larry, and they can handle everything, they said. I just need to follow what they want me to do and say, and everything will be all right, she said. She even forced me to come right away. The other people waiting inside the gray SUV car, I was crying too much at that time because she scared me. About the baby inside my stomach can poison me anytime if stay long in my stomach, because the baby is dead already. Some people there asked me to go with them at that time and forget about Larry, and my life will be okay without Larry. I told them Larry is a great boyfriend and I love him. I can't leave him alone and say something bad about him, because he has a nice boyfriend. He takes good care of me and the baby. They still force me to come. And then he just smiled. He told me up. He hold me up. If I did, he even told me and asked me to go to police station and make just one complaint to Larry and they will help me and protect me. I said, no thanks. He even gave me his number and asked me to hide it from Larry. He asked me also if I'm okay or I need something, then he can give it to me right away. He told me to text him or call anytime I have something to say or if I change my mind. To be with Larry, he asked me to go with them and leave Larry and they can take care of him. They told me they can't do something until I complain to police station and make a report about Larry. And then they can help me with everything. They told me too that they can't do anything if I'm still with Larry. They told me to do that. I'm the one who can help them and can help myself. After that time, I'm so scared. I don't want to go outside the room or go somewhere because I'm scared. Made them. Leave me alone. Because I'm okay and Larry will come and get me. The other girl asked the other guy to wait in the gate down the road and watch if Larry on the way that they can go and act nothing. She even forced me to accept her number and keep it, hide it from Larry. She asked me to contact her if I decide or choose to be their side anytime I want, and they will go pick me up anywhere. She also told me to keep contact her without telling Larry. I asked her why they do this. She said they care about me because I'm Filipina. She said, I can't stop crying at that time, worried about Larry. Then I ask them to leave me alone, and I go walk down to the gate and sit down while waiting when Larry back. We transfer to Crown Regency Hotel. After that, I've seen a lot of people around very suspicious. We stay there one night, then transfer to Palladium. Still, a lot of people I've seen keep looking at me and Larry. We stay there little bit long. We transfer to Iscario Hotel. And the gray SUV car, I've seen it again. While Larry is go somewhere, I just ignore it. And then the next time I go outside, one taxi driver talked to me and asked me if I changed my mind, or when will I call or text the number I have. I told him I will not text because we are fine, me and Larry. I ask him to tell other people to stop bothering me and Larry. I don't know them. They keep bothering me. I told them to stop it, or I'll go tell the police. They do bad things to Larry. I can feel it. And I will not let somebody do that. I only have Larry in my life now. I don't want to lose him. I want him to be happy. I write this letter to protect me and Larry, because I'm tired of keeping these things on me. When we are in the pizza restaurant, the name is Da Vinci Pizza. In Lapu Lapu, Larry almost swallow plastic shaped like onions on his pizza. That's good he's seen it. I'm so scared at that time, and he sees familiar person in there, the guy who's have tattoo, very familiar face. I'm so scared at that time for Larry. I want to write everything. I remember to keep us safe. I've seen familiar faces, sometimes suspicious people. Starting now, I need to tell to keep us safe.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you felt your crime detective calling and could appreciate our provocative subject matter. Please take a moment and subscribe, comment, or like us on your YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, or your favorite social media. We hope you listen to our next episode. And remember, life is not always perfect, especially for the victim.